The first reading today, St. Paul tells us that we are to run so as to win. And he uses the analogy to a race in the ancient time where all the runners in the race all, of course, run, but only one wins. And what they got at that time wasn't a gold medal or a silver medal or a bronze medal, but they got a little crown that was made out of leaves. Obviously, it's not going to remain green for very long. It's going to wither. But worse than that, nobody's going to remember who they even were. But when we look at the race that we're in, there are only two parts. There are winners and there are losers. There isn't a first place and a second place and a third place. No one is going to get a silver medal or a bronze in this. You either get the gold medal or you get nothing at all. It's just that simple. You either make it to heaven or you don't. And that's the whole point, even what we see in the gospel reading today. Whether somebody is living their Christian life from the time that they're young and striving for holiness throughout their life, bearing, as they said, the burden of the day's heat, or whether it's somebody who has a conversion on their deathbed, they make it to heaven. They won. Now, the difference is that if you have been striving since you were young to be able to live the faith and grow in holiness, you're not going to be angry that somebody who had a deathbed conversion made it into heaven. You're not going to say, it's not fair. How come they get the same wage as I do? You're going to rejoice that that person had that conversion, that they repented, that they get to be in heaven. Now, lest you get stupid and say, well, then I think I should just go eat, drink, and be merry, and shortly before I die, I'll better have a conversion. No, because you also have to recognize that you have an opportunity to grow in holiness. That person who has the deathbed repentance, they don't have an opportunity to grow in holiness. Thanks be to God, they got turned around and they can go to heaven. But if we can grow here, if we can work on the virtue, if we can work on the merit, that's going to translate into eternal life, where we are going to be able to love God more for all eternity. That person who has the deathbed conversion, yeah, they'll love God with their whole heart and soul and strength to the capacity that they are capable of. And so will you. Now, who knows? Maybe God, knowing that that person who had deathbed conversion has a huge capacity just because of how they turned around, and he knows that maybe people like us, well, it's going to take years and years and years and years for us to be able to get to the capacity that guy in his deathbed had, but that's probably not the case. What you have to be able to do is look at the privilege that is yours, because you have the opportunity to be able to grow, to be able not only to have that conversion and that repentance from whenever, but now you look forward and you keep moving and working at this and growing in holiness as you go along so that your capacity continues to grow. Remember that the amount of love that you have when you die is what you're going to have for eternity. The amount of merit that you have when you die is what you will have in eternity. So you have a wonderful opportunity. You want to bring as many people with you as you can. We don't want anybody dying and going to hell. We want everybody to get to heaven. There will be no anger in heaven. There will be no jealousy. There will be no envy. There will be none of the selfishness that we struggle with here. No one in heaven is going to say, it's not fair. How come that guy snuck in at the last second and I had to live my whole life this way? Now, you didn't have to live your whole life this way. You had the privilege of living your life this way. You have to see that that's a total, absolute gift. And so on one hand, yes, all of us will receive the same reward, a crown that is imperishable. But where we will be in that hierarchy is entirely dependent upon how much we love the Lord. That's what we all have that opportunity to work at. So we're not interested in whether we're better than someone else, whether we're higher than someone else, or if we use the analogy here, if we're faster than someone else, because that doesn't matter. What matters is that we are striving to the best of our ability to love God as much as we possibly can. And you think about it, with maybe only a couple of exceptions that you can perhaps mention, somebody like Jesse Owens from the 1932 Olympics, or maybe somebody like Mark Spitz from back in 1968 or whatever. Tell me who won gold medals at the Olympics. I would know a few names, maybe Nadia Comaneci from way back whenever she was in there or whatever. I couldn't tell you who won those medals. Who came in second or third? Maybe you know the gold medalist. Who was the silver medalist? Who was the bronze medalist? Who were the rest of the people who were even in the race? No one knows, and no one cares. And I didn't watch the Olympics the last number of years. I couldn't tell you a single name of anybody who won anything, nor do I care. But look at what we do day after day after day. We celebrate people who died hundreds or even more than 1,000 years ago. They won the crown, and we haven't forgotten who they are. So they continue to live on. And they are praying for us. So we glorify God for them. But they're praying for us because they want us to be up there with them. And you know what's wonderful is that if you can love more than they do, they will rejoice in that. They will be praising God for your ability to love more than them. They're not going to say, "Oh man, I got ripped off. That person loves more than me. Huh, I just got knocked down a place in the hierarchy." No, they're going to rejoice because somebody loves God even more. Because that means that more people are loving God more for all the rest of eternity. That's all that they're concerned about. So we're not interested in who's in the race, because every single person on the face of the earth is in the race. We're not interested in who came in second or third, because there is no such thing. You either win or you lose. And losing in this case is not cool. St. Paul talks about, it's not in the reading, it's just part that got cut out, but if somebody's caught cheating in the race in the ancient world, they got beaten. They literally took the person and beat them. Well, losing this race is going to be way worse. It'll be for eternity. It'll be with Satan. It'll be apart from God. It will be filled with hatred for eternity. That's what a loser is all about in this race. So, do what St. Paul said. Run so as to win. The beautiful thing again, you don't have to come in first. It's sort of like when they have these marathons. Yeah, there's somebody who wins the marathon. Who cares? Because if somebody crosses the finish line after hours and hours and hours, they're rejoicing that they crossed the finish line. They don't care that they didn't win. All they cared about is that they finished. That's what we're looking at. Cross the finish line. Keep moving. Like some of those people in the marathon, they don't really quite have the strength to be able to keep running. So they have to walk for a while. They have to rest a little bit. We have to, you know, so maybe we can't keep running. Maybe we're not sprinting the way we'd like to. At least keep walking, keep moving forward. Don't go backwards. So even if you're not as quick as somebody else, don't worry about that. Rejoice that somebody else has a personality that can move that quickly and that they have the grace to be able to take off like a rocket if that's what they're doing. Praise God for that person. He will work with that person according to that person's disposition and temperament. He will work with you according to your disposition and temperament. So just cooperate with him. Keep moving, keep growing. Because it doesn't matter if you're first or second or third. What matters is that you cross the finish line. What matters is that you stay faithful until the end. Because all that matters in this race is to win. Because to lose is literally to be lost forever. And to win is to be with God for eternity.